Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the girl you broke up with, and you can't stop checking the Instagram. And now they don't look as good anymore, but you can't stop romanticizing it. This team ain't the same. If you're one of these people that wants to say, Lane Kiffin left the kids in the lurch, how could he do this? What a disgrace. You would do the same thing. And if you want to say that you wouldn't, you're one of two things, stupid or a liar. And I'm not sure what's worse.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our unbelievable crew, Femi Abebefe back in the saddle with yours truly coming up tomorrow. Nick Kostos, our unbelievable crew. And you, here, on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, we are in your hearts and in your minds. As we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, and we've had tons of breaking news today in the world of sports. We will get to all of it that has thrown the rundown of the show totally up in the air, and we absolutely love that. Love a breaking news Wednesday in the world of sports. So coming up on the show, we got last night, the latest batch, the last batch of college football playoff rankings ahead of conference championship weekend, ahead of Selection Sunday coming up this week. And here's what we're going to do. We are going to play a game, dear listener. We are going to play a game, dear viewer. I'm going to be involved as well. The game, Choose Your Own College Football Playoff Adventure. All the different scenarios that could unfold this weekend to the conference championship games, all the different things that could happen as a result. And one of these scenarios that I think is realistic sees Notre Dame on the outside looking in of the playoff. We will get to all of it coming up later this hour here on the show. We've also, as per usual, got a ton of NFL news to wade through on this Wednesday, including why the Cleveland Browns probably feel like they're in a horror movie right now, and why Patrick Mahomes might actually literally be in a horror movie coming up on Sunday night, running away from Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, potentially down 3/5 of his starting offensive line. We will get to all the NFL news as we move along. We will also take stock of every game coming up week 14 in the National Football League, my thoughts, my leans, and my bets, which will feature tomorrow night as Week 14 kicks off in Detroit with a massive game in the NFC playoff race as the Lions host the Dallas Cowboys. And oh yeah, I've got a strong take. I've got a bet coming up tomorrow night on the Cowboys and the Lions. We'll get to hoops a little, some of the ancillary topics in hoops a little later in the show, which is Chris Paul being sent home by the Los Angeles Clippers. I know who I blame for that, and it's not what everybody else is saying. I can't wait to share that with all of you. And if the Clippers can pull out of this, start covering some spreads, start winning some games at 5-16 thus far this season. And I'm going to tell everybody why the biggest winner last night in college basketball was actually a team that lost one of the most high-profile games. We'll get into all the big results from last night in college basketball. Two tremendous guests will join us today, both former offensive linemen in the NFL, and you absolutely love that. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger, 5 o'clock Eastern, and then national champion of BYU in 1984. ESPN college football analyst Trevor Maddich will join us at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Baldy at 5 o'clock Eastern, Trevor Maddich at 6 o'clock Eastern. And in the final hour, in the power hour of the show, all the bets for tonight in the world of sports, including if the Milwaukee Bucks can cover against the Detroit Pistons, got some college basketball as well. All the bets for tonight will close the show.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks and their game coming up tonight against red-hot Detroit basketball, man, I woke up this morning and got myself a gun. I would never do such a thing. I have a small child, and even if I didn't, I'm a coward. I don't want to be anywhere near a gun. I'm just being honest with everybody. I woke up this morning, and I'm thinking, man, I can't wait to come out guns blazing on the college football playoff rankings. I've got so much to say. I think it's going to be great. I'm pumped for it. I'm talking to Bill earlier in the day. Bill agrees. Like, we're coming out firing with the college football playoff. And about an hour ago, that was still the plan. And then we got the news from Shams Charania of ESPN that Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks are meeting to, quote, discuss his future. With resolution expected in a couple of weeks. And just so people know how the NBA calendar works, December 15th is two things. Number one, my mother's 66th birthday. Happy early birthday to my mom. It is also this year the 35th anniversary of Phil Simms and Jim Kelly both getting hurt in a Giants-Bills regular season game at the end of the season. Simms would miss the year. Jim Kelly would come back. Jeff Hostetler would come in and lead the Giants to a Super Bowl 25 victory over the Buffalo Bills on January 27th, 1991. Why do I remember that being the date? Because it was my mother's birthday, December 15th, 1990. Now, fast forward to December 15th in the year of our Lord, 2025. That's the day where basically every player in the NBA can get traded. Because with the way NBA contracts work, and candidly, I know this because I played a ton of NBA 2K this summer on franchise mode, where there are some players you can't trade until certain points in the season based on when you sign them in the offseason. And I'm not looking to do like the whole full like Bobby Marks contract breakdown here. Shout out to him. He is sensational. Just that December 15th is kind of like a flag plant day as far as trades go in the NBA. So I think that's why here on December 3rd, this news breaks and resolution is expected in the coming weeks. Because that would be likely the first day that a trade could actually happen. Shams and others on ESPN, and other people are reporting this as well from other outlets, that this could drag on until the trade deadline, which is on February 5th this year. So about 2 months away is the NBA trade deadline. I think this timeline is utterly fascinating as it concerns Giannis. And it leads me to an inexorable conclusion. And we'll get to that conclusion in a second. But first, the road towards that conclusion. Because it was reported this summer that Giannis, you know, had been contemplating a trade out of Milwaukee and wanted to go play for the Knicks, which as a Knicks fan would obviously excite me a great deal. But that Giannis had bought in to the vision laid out by Bucks general manager John Horst and head coach Doc Rivers, that this could be a championship roster around him. Because that's Giannis's goal, right? To win another NBA championship and preferably do it in Milwaukee. And to the Bucks' credit, with the limited resources they have, because the Dame Lillard thing, the trade was obviously a swing and a miss with how that's gone. They used the stretch provision, which was crazy in the long term for Milwaukee, but short term, it enables them to land Miles Turner and show Giannis that, hey, we're trying to do something around you here. Like, we're going to try and make this work and put a decent enough team around you that we can compete in a bad Eastern Conference. Now, I don't know that that's what they said, but I'm sure that's what they said. I don't know if, like, Doc Rivers goes to Giannis and says, hey, like, you, Miles Turner, Ryan Rollins, and A.J. Green, not the Bengals receiver, the Bucks player, can beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals. I don't know if they said that, but I'm sure in Giannis's mind, he's probably thinking, like, get to the NBA Finals? I'm the best player in the conference? Crazier things have happened. And then the season starts, and Giannis looks awesome. Because he is awesome, and he's great, and the Bucks are winning games, and it feels like, okay, like maybe there's something here, and the Bucks can be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, which I didn't expect coming into the year. And then Giannis ends up missing a little bit of time, and this roster is on full display, and how bad it is. Remember what I would say. And look, I don't have to be right about these things, but I was right about this. That the games that Giannis missed for Milwaukee, you have to bet against the Bucks. Because with him, they're like a very good team. Because he's like one of like the three or four best players in the world. And without him, they're actually the worst team in the NBA. Or like put them in the conversation with the Brooklyn Nets as being the worst team in the league without him. And I'm sure in his absence, as he's watching this hot garbage and watching them lose games, that he knows deep down, and he probably knew before that, but now it just becomes crystal clear to him. We're not winning a championship. There's just no way. And maybe you could win the Eastern Conference in a year where the East stinks, maybe. But you get to the NBA Finals. I mean, could you imagine this Milwaukee Bucks team against Oklahoma City, who's going to win 74 games in the finals? The Thunder would win that best of seven series 1-0. They would cancel the finals after the first game. There would be no need to play the rest. No need to play the rest. Giannis reportedly said before the season, again, he has not come out and said this, but all the reports indicate, right, that Giannis was going to give it 25 games. And then kind of make a decision as to what he wanted to do with his future. He didn't need it. They're 9-13. 22 games. And there's only one way this is ending. And we can be adults. And some of us can want and do like the weird fan thing. And I know fan is short for fanatic. But we do this thing where we want to ding guys for leaving like a city they've been in, a team they've been in, to go elsewhere. Like, who cares? Like, this is, like, Giannis does not play to satisfy your weird feelings about what an athlete should do. That's not how this goes. Same thing for guys like Kevin Durant, right? KD can do whatever the hell he wants. He can go play for as many teams as he wants. We can criticize him for it. But it's his right to do that. Just like it's Giannis's right. If Giannis wants to go play somewhere else. And that's where this is going. I see no way. And I've been wrong. Most notably recently with the Micah Parsons situation in Dallas, where I declared the day that he was traded, there's no way the Cowboys will trade Micah Parsons. Yada, yada, yada. An hour later, he's a Green Bay Packer. So I can be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong on this one. Giannis is going to be traded by the Milwaukee Bucks. And by all accounts, this is not going to be Milwaukee trading him to like the Brooklyn Nets for a war chest of draft picks. That's not what it's going to be. They are going to try and placate Giannis and do the right thing by Giannis, who, in fairness, has done the right thing by them since he entered the league, including carrying them to an NBA championship, coming back from 2-0 down to beat the Phoenix Suns in 6 in 2021. So they're going to try and do the right thing by Giannis. So, if we think Giannis is going to get traded, and we do, right? Like, in what universe is he going to be like, no, I want to stay here and play with, like, Ryan Rollins is a nice player. We're like, Ryan Rollins and Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr. In no universe does Giannis want to keep doing this. I would be shocked if that's what this is. It feels like this is step one towards his eventual ouster and leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. So if we think that's true, and we also think it's true that Giannis is going to be able to dictate, if not the team that he goes to, like the handful of teams that he'd accept a trade to, I think we can pretty easily whittle it down. He's going to go to a team that he thinks can win an NBA championship like this year or in the coming years. Like, that's what this is going to be. My sense is, and I don't know this, I have no inside information. My sense is, if it were me, I'd want to stay in the East. Stay as far away from the Oklahoma City Thunder as possible. You don't want to see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and company until the NBA Finals. You stay in the East. You're the best player in the conference. On a better team. You can worry about the Thunder in June. On the other side, we will talk about some of the teams that could pursue Giannis and Giannis might want to go to. And I think everybody should pay attention. Because if this trade happens, and I think it will, it could absolutely impact who wins the title this year.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.